It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here are those two wild and crazy gardening guys, Dwayne Hasted and Terry Overlander, ready to take your questions at 598-7301 or 598-FM92.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramel here with the Garden Show, along with Dwayne Hasted. Dwayne joins us by phone. We're practicing our social distancing, Dwayne.
Yes, we are. I have the pleasure of working in a greenhouse today, transplanting tomato plants. So we're going to talk a lot about gardening today, and we have some questions already. So if you do have a question, we'll add to that. Give us a call, and Paul will take that and we'll answer it.
That's right. You can call 320-598-7301 with any garden or lawn question. And Chris will be answering the phone here, and we'll get your questions on the air. That's 598-7301. Well, how's it going over there in Dawson today?
Well, it's going good. It's nice out. A little chilly outside, a little wind, but it's very nice, and it's going to get better. By the weekend or early next week, it's supposed to be 70 degrees out, so it's definitely gardening time, and people are stopping in getting potatoes and onions and a few vegetable plants to start planting in their garden.
That's right. Is it a good time to start planting your garden, Dwayne, or is it too early?
Well, it's kind of early, but you can get your cool season vegetables into your garden. I know a lot of people have gotten potatoes because we're almost out of Viking potatoes already. So, I mean, there's been a lot of interest in that. So you should get your potatoes and then cut them up into little squares so you have at least one or two eyes in each potato. And you can start planting that. But first, probably got to get your garden chilled up. So if you haven't done that, get it cleaned out. Or if you have debris left from last year. And then if you're gonna till it, put some fertilizer on there and till it up, because, you know, last year we had lots of rain, and that washed out, leached out a lot of the nutrients. So probably a good idea to get some fertilizer on there, till it in the garden if you're going to till, and then plant your potatoes. Start there.
Okay.
We had a question, Paul, about gardening.
Okay.
How do you organize your garden? And we're going to assume she was talking about a vegetable garden. You want to have a lot of sun on your garden because vegetables are going to grow. So don't plant it underneath a tree where it's shady or competing with the nutrients there up from the tree. Plant out in the sun. Plant your probably your taller vegetables to the north side so you can get a little wind protection. Plus, you're going to get the sun on the rest of your garden. If you go online, there's a lot of different, what plant goes by what plant and that type of stuff. And don't plant your tomatoes on the same place you planted them last year. So there's a lot of little helpful hints there, or, stop in and we'll talk gardening.
Okay, I didn't realize there was a certain plan for a garden, a certain way you should plant your garden.
Well, you're supposed to rotate and don't plant the same thing on the same place. Mm-hmm. That's kind of getting away from, diseases and that type of stuff.
Okay. All right,
get it in the ground.
All right. We have some questions. People have been calling in already, and if you still have a question for Dwayne, you can call 598-7301. This is actually a question from last week. We didn't get a chance to get it on the air. I did send a picture. I got a picture from a friend, and I sent it to Dwayne so he could see it. There's a problem with, here's the question. Why did rabbits attack or eat the lower part, lower couple feet of my small evergreens this winter when they normally don't do that? And how do I help it come back? So some rabbits been nibbling away at the bottom of their small evergreens there, Dwayne.
Yep.
Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah, a lot. That was an arborvitae. That's an evergreen that has the flat needles, and a lot of people plant upright arborvitae on the corner of their house, and that's where this picture was coming from. I would say the reason they ate it is they were hungry. They needed something to eat. It was still nice and green, and we had some cold weather, you know, there for a while, and so they were probably hungry. I have a lot of rabbits in my backyard. They can do some major damage. What you should do, as part of the rest of that question, was will it come back? Yeah, it'll come back. They're pretty hardy. It's a Techne arborvitae. I would fertilize it with, like, an acid-based fertilizer, like a mere acid fertilizer. That'll help give it some energy. And spray some rabbit repellent on there. You can get an aerosol, not an aerosol, but a pump, a pan sprayer, and spray some rabbit repellent on there. That'll keep that rabbit away. And make sure that you do that next fall when it's still nice out. And spray that on your evergreens. They'll chew them up. They do damage fast.
Yeah, they do. Okay.
If you go up north, you know, along the lakes and that type of stuff, the deer will do that on a lot of the evergreens. And you can see exactly, it goes all the way around the lake. You can see it's just as high as what the deer can reach. So, you know, they'll get up on their back legs and eat the evergreens. So that's something you have to put a spray on in the fall and help prevent that.
Okay. All right, another caller just called in a question here. Why is my lawn so bumpy and rough? Some places the grass looks destroyed.
Probably started last year with all the moisture. Then you got a lot of night crawlers, angleworm, and they'll do a lot of damage and they'll push up the ground, and so it gets bumpy. What you should do to prevent that is, not to prevent it, but to solve that problem, just to dethatch your lawn, take a dethatcher and go over it, and then maybe, which it does, it kind of digs up the dead grass and levels those bumps, and then probably even roll it, and then maybe you have to put some grass seed on it. You can put a grub control. Those grub control will help eliminate some of those insects, and that will help it, but it'll never kill them all.
Okay.
The chemicals we used to use many years ago was called chlordane. If you sprayed chlordane on your lawn, it would kill the worms in your lawn for at least 3 years. But if the birds ate the worms that had chlordane in it, it would kill the birds too. So you used to see dead birds all over.
Well,
that doesn't exist anymore.
Yep.
Hey, you know, another question we've had for the last couple of weeks was, what about the community gardens and in the different towns around here? I found out information on that. The community gardens in Madison has 14 gardens that usually are available. They have two left. Okay, so there's two gardens left in Madison. Doesn't cost anything. You contact City Hall, and they'll help you sign up for that. Doesn't cost again. You have to provide your own water out there. They don't provide water.
Okay.
Montevideo. Amy Bartoluca, who worked at the land stewardship in Montevideo. I didn't get a hold of her, but she's the one to contact. I don't know if there's any gardens left there, but Amy Bartoluca is the one to call. And Dawson, they're trying to start a community garden, but they haven't had a lot of interest. So if you're interested in helping start a community gardens, contact the city, and they'll make the list, and when they get enough people, to maybe get a community gardens going. And
okay. So the community gardens will be open then, huh?
As of they know right now, they are.
Okay. All right.
So they're planning on that. That's a great thing for people to do when they got a lot of time, is to produce their own, you know, food. So growing your own vegetables, there's nothing better than tomatoes out of the garden. And Paul even does that.
Yep. Okay.
The garden, great thing to do when you got some time on your hands.
There you go. And we get this next question from another caller. We get this a lot. When should I apply crabgrass preventer?
First of all, it's way too early now. You don't need to do it yet because crabgrass doesn't germinate until it's warm. So, I mean, the earliest it's going to germinate is probably mid-May to the end of May. I would put it on in mid-May, but first of all, you got to clean up your yard. You know, if you're going to dethatch it or rake it and get all the crap off your yard. You're going to put grass seed down. You put that down And you can't put grass seed down and crabgrass preventer at the same time, because the crabgrass preventer will stop the germination on your grass seed. So you can't do those two things. So what you should do is clean up your yard. You're going to put grass seed down, put that down, and then wait a month, and then put your crabgrass preventer down then.
Okay.
Crabgrass preventer is usually inoculated onto fertilizer. So
right.
You can fertilize now, but not with the crabgrass preventer in it. If you're going to put grass seed down, and you put your crabgrass preventer on, like a month from now.
Okay. And the calls are coming in. How often do you recommend fertilizing your lawn? How often do you recommend fertilizing?
Well, if you listen to experts, your lawn needs 4 pounds of nitrogen per year, and you can't put more than 1 pound on at a time, or else you could burn your lawn. And so if you do that Madison math from way back when, that means you should do it 4 times a year.
Okay.
Okay. But if you're not going to do it 4 times a year, I'll definitely do it in the spring and put your crabgrass preventer down with your fertilizer, and then do it mid to late fall, because that's when the grass is starting to build up its energy to make it through the Minnesota winters. So you got to do it at least twice if you want to have a nice lawn.
All right. Well, those are some of our questions this morning on the Garden Show with Dwayne Hasted. What do you have going on at the shops in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo?
We're definitely filling up the greenhouses, doing a lot of transplanting, planted hanging baskets. The greenhouse in Dawson is plump full. The ones in Monty are plump full. We're going to be bringing stuff on Monday to Madison to fill up the greenhouse there. So we're ready to go. Greenhouses are looking great, starting to flower. So if you need a touch of spring or want the smell of spring, come in and stop in and look at the greenhouses.
Okay,
we are open.
You are open, okay.
Oh, yeah. We're open. We're practicing social distancing, and we wear a mask. I have a mask on, and wear gloves. We have gloves if you need gloves. Be safe. But we are open. We're open for the greenhouse business, and you need stuff for your garden, the potatoes and cabbage and all that type of stuff, fertilizers, and also a floral shop. So we're doing a lot of delivering of flowers. Yesterday I delivered anniversary flowers, birthday flowers, just because flowers. So if you need flowers, just give us a call. We have counters, we can keep our spacing, which is, this time of what's going on, so we can handle that.
Okay.
But the stuff out, what you should be doing is definitely uncovering your perennials, get all that off,
okay,
on your lawn like you've been talking about. Mm-hmm. Are we running out of time?
Yep, we're running out of time, Dwayne. So, hey, it's going to be a beautiful day the next couple days and into the weekend, so a good time to be outside.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, it's supposed to be up to 70 degrees, so we can help you out. Give us a shout in Madison, Dawson, or Montevideo. Heather Nursery and Floral.
All right. Thanks, Dwayne. Talk to you next week.
You bet. Thanks, Paul. Have a great day.
This is